This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za. Power Business with Sfiso Skenjana. Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m. and Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on Power 98.7.
It is 35 minutes after 6 o'clock, Power Listener. And of course, we are continuing with all of the flows, news flows that have come through. I mean, we did see yesterday an announcement, of course, coming through, particularly around, you know, the private equity firm that is chaired by Mr. Andile Ngcaba, of course, you know, through Convergence Partners, really, I think, coming through and raising, what, 5.1 billion rand in its placement. And really, I think, giving impetus around, you know, one, just a buoyed environment. Was it 18% better than expected, given that, you know, on the back of, I guess, what they expected from the capital raising itself. And so really, I think, one, just quite surprising given the environment we're in around that we've still got, you know, a vibrant capital market that is still keen for opportunities. And really, I think, looking for value, particularly I think in a space where digital infrastructure is certainly going to be a big theme going forward. And so we are joined online by Ubudi Andile Ngcaba, of course, who's founder and chairman of Convergence Partners. Mr. Ngcaba, good evening and welcome to the show.
Yeah, great. How's it, man?
I'm great, man. How are you doing?
Good.
Sure.
Yeah.
Nice. This is, you know, how are you guys feeling? You know, surpassing your target by over 18% in terms of what you had expected from this particular capital raise. Really, I think just giving you a sense around, you know, one, I think investor sentiment around Convergence Partners and this digital infrastructure fund itself. And I think it's an enterprise first, you know, a sentiment. But I think also just looking at a sectoral level, really, I think these guys are saying maybe there's value here.
Yeah, no, thank you very much. To Power and to all the Power stakeholders and community. Yeah, look, this is, I think, for the African continent in particular, under the global markets the way they are, this is a great story. And, you know, Convergence Partners has been at this for almost 20 years now. And that, you know, digital infrastructure, you know, TMT or tech environment, is what really is our bread and butter. We are a very tech-focused private equity fund, an impact fund, basically across East, West, and Southern Africa. To us, basically, you know, the story of Africa is what we believe in. This is a market we understand, and the tech environment is what really we live and we breathe, we understand. Sure. Now, by digital infrastructure, basically, as you know, Africa today has 1.3 billion people, and the majority of these people, over 60%, are young people below the age of 30. By 2035, we'll have 2 billion people in Africa. And the majority of the people, young people in the world, will be in Africa. And therefore, they need connectivity, they need broadband. I mean, for either e-learning or, I mean, or ed tech or education technology, health tech, fintech, agritech, basically, all these different disciplines that we see emerging and startups and groups that are emerging, they need fundamentally connectivity and broadband for you to run your blog, for you to run your podcast, for you to run Power into, for Power to be visible and be heard everywhere in the world. It is that connectivity that will take Power to every corner of the African continent, for an example.
Sure.
So we build optic fiber on land, in ocean. We build data centers, basically, on the edge and centralized data. We build software as a service, essentially, in all the company. And we try to...
Oh, Mr. Ngcaba, can we ask you to move a little bit maybe to your left?
We've been working to put this together.
Sorry, we just lost you a little bit when you were talking about software as a service there, Mr. Ngcaba. If we can pick it up from there, please.
So, I mean, as I was saying that, you know, these are the areas we cover, i.e., I mean, optic fiber on land, intercity, metro fiber, wireless infrastructure, basically. As you know, we're now planning to get into 6G, and these are areas we're strongly looking at. Web3 or blockchain and all the new areas, DeFi, are the areas that we are looking at to invest in them and making sure that Africa is not left behind.
Sure.
We are closing the digital divide. Impact is very important to us. And the way we do things, we track ourselves against SDGs towards 2030 and making sure that our contribution is impact, that all issues of social, environmental, and that every infrastructure that we build is contributing towards net zero targets that our companies have on a regular basis.
I mean, that's quite an interesting one, Singama, because of course you're talking about it's almost we're seeing the comeback of data centers, and those have historically been kind of high energy users as well, I guess. And now quite an interesting tugging war that between kind of all these net zero targets and other SDG goals, but also ensuring that we bring back the kind of physical infrastructure, particularly that is still needed through these data centers.
Yeah, look, I mean, yes, I mean, data centers are quite heavy-duty consumers of power. But as you know, that with modern technology and chipsets today, you can put in these boards or chip-based servers in water, for instance, using modern water cooling environments to try and come up, as I've said, you know, working towards this net zero environment that all of us in the industry are looking at, right? I mean, they are basically fuel cells using hydrogen in some areas, I mean, clean hydrogen. So there are a lot of new technologies that we are looking at in how best we can build this digital infrastructure in an environmentally sensitive and conscious way.
And I mean, I think this being a PE fund on the one side, and then also with, I guess, the emphasis on impact, sometimes, I guess, from an investor lens, it means there's a little bit of IRR that you need to let go for that, of course, impact to be translated in one way or another.
No, we operate at 17% dollar IRR, for instance, in the sub-Saharan market. That's what we have always satisfied almost those hurdles for our investors. And therefore, you know, that is why there's this oversubscription and this fundraise, and that basically we have met the targets. And therefore, because over the years, Convergence, really, we invest smartly, and because we are very much a sector-focused platform, and therefore we pride ourselves with deep knowledge of the sector, deep knowledge in terms of understanding investment. That combination is that what makes us, I mean, different, basically, I mean, in the way we do things. So, and we understand the African market. I mean, this is a place where, I mean, we are in West Africa, we are in East Africa, we are in Southern Africa. We operate in more than 20 countries, both our underlying investing companies. Therefore, we have deep roots in the African continent, and we will continue with that approach going forward.
And I mean, I think just coming back to that conversation, particularly, I think around that particular IRR conversation, when you then look at the blend of investors that I think have shown interest in this particular fund as well, you've got DFIs, you've got pension funds, and really, I think a different suite of investors that I think often have different investment mandates as well. And so quite interesting to see then how do you, you know, balance those investor interests in the context of...
Yeah, I mean, look, we have North America, Europe, Africa, you know, investors in this fund. And we're really very proud, not only DFIs, I mean, commercial institutions have joined into this fund. So really for us, we are quite excited by, you know, the diversity of investors that are committed to work with us in this next 10 years in this fund. So we really are looking forward, you know, I mean, our pipeline is quite rich. And we really are looking forward, I mean, you know, to work with a number of investing companies, work with our LPs, our teams in various parts of the continent. I mean, it is that team effort that comes out of Convergence, I mean, that made this successful. So really, I salute my colleagues for all the work they've done in really putting together, you know, in the last 18 months to 2 years, this one during the COVID season, where we clocked about $120 million, basically. And then this is the final round, as we are now closing at 5.1 billion, if you put it in rands or or if you put it in dollars, it's just close to $300 million.
Sure, and I mean, quite an interesting one, just to close out the conversation, Mr. Ngcobo, around, I guess, the pipeline in terms of really, I think, how do you, in terms of what does diversification look like in that pipeline? What does it look like? Is it 40% hard infrastructure, kind of 30% towards software as a service type of an IoT?
It's a blend, to be honest with you. It is a blend. I mean, one, we have a lot of interest in Web3-based platforms now. I mean, as you know, AI is going to be changing, the old Web2 environment. So for us, it is to be on point when it comes to what technology is coming, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, as you know, disruption is pretty quite hectic out there. I mean, I don't want to talk about... I'm sure you've seen what GPT is doing to some old Web2 businesses on whether search, old model, algorithmic search engines. The environment is changing. And therefore, if you are not on point, you can actually be left behind pretty quickly. And therefore, for us, it is important that the baseline infrastructure will always be needed. Fiber will always be needed. Data center will always be needed. But what type of data centers? Data is moving to the edge now. So edge data centers are coming up very strongly. And therefore, while some applications are sitting in a centralized environment, but because of latency and a whole range of things, edge data centers are growing. And therefore, these are some of the things. And it is envisaged that in the next really 4 to 5 years, the amount of data will be sitting on the edge because of a whole range of applications, whether in the automobile environment that are latency sensitive where people need data closer, and also some country regulations that people need some data localized. All these are things you have to take into consideration when you invest. So that depth of knowledge and skill of understanding market trends, market dynamics are critical, in your investment thesis.
Sure. And we have seen, of course, some African countries coming through as well, building legislation around the localization of data. And I think to the earlier point you're making, we've seen Baidu, we've seen Google try to build equivalents of ChatGPT-3 that is coming on the back, of course, of the technology that is sitting on GPT-3, which is, of course, really, I think, been doing quite a bit in terms of really ruffling feathers in the context of really this AI and the impact that it's having just in the way in which we operate in our business. Mr. Ngcobo, thank you very much, sir, and wishing you a lovely evening further.
Thank you very much. Have a great evening, too.
Power listener, that was Ubud Andile Ngcobo, who is the founder and chairman of Convergence Partners. Of course, on the back of them closing $296 million, of course, with an intent of deepening digital inclusion through various, assets, edge data centers. There's something about software as a service, Web3, blockchain, and really, I think, double-clicking on impact as a continued, I think, point of emphasis around that, especially I think as something that comes through with digital pressure point and digital exclusion, which continues to be a massive issue around connectivity as well as availability of broadband. IRR of 17%. IRR of 17%. I think it's going to be quite an interesting one. And I think, we're certainly looking forward to following all of the investments that they're going to be making and looking at what comes through in the context of the pipeline for this particular fund.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.